ho, ho.
I'll swallow your soul. I'll swallow your soul. I'll swallow your soul.
Swallow this.
Happy Christmas!
Yeah, bro, say happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Whatever.
Christmas!
Someone stole your Christmas.
What's it, Godzilla? He ate all the kisses.
Yeah, team song.
We'll change to Godzilla because I have that in my library.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we're allowed to use that.
Christmas!
I saw a video of Gwar singing something with your new singer. But I didn't realize. So is she the front person now, or did they share vocal duties?
They share.
Has he been around for a while, or is he new?
I think he's new-ish, right, Peter?
No. The big dude.
No, he's not.
He's not new.
I don't have any Gwar information.
Fucking learn about Gwar, assholes. Fuck.
Peter has a Christmas spirit.
And he's never coming back.
All right, so what are we doing? Are we starting?
Yeah, we've already started, Richard.
We've already started,
you dumb butts.
All right. So we're going to do a little mini podcast.
About Christmas.
About Christmas. So, you know, when you're sitting around having your turkey, hating everyone, you can be like slyly listening to this on the side and go like, yeah, I'm totally going to watch that. My family are going to go, let's watch Home Alone. And you're going to go, no, fuck you, we're going to watch this instead.
I fucking hate Home Alone. Fuck that. You like Home Alone? Fucking.
Home Alone.
there are people who scare chills by Home Alone.
Why?
I'm never scared by it.
Why? Because it's a movie about a kid who's stuck crinkling that shit.
I want to take a picture of Godzilla.
It's right next to all our mics.
All the mics.
All of our mics.
All of the mics. All right. Well, while she's doing
that. Home Alone is a movie about a kid who's stuck at home alone while crazy fucking people try to get into his house.
I suppose if you're like paranoid of people breaking in. I know, is it an empowering film or is it going to be one that's going to scare you shitless? I don't know. I'm going to go with... I never even thought of it this way.
It scares me now.
I think it's more like, you know, like being in that family situation so much that a parent could forget you. That's the real issue of that film, isn't it? That, you know, a family could go and forget a kid. I mean, like, that mother. I mean, like, she should have the child taken off her.
Probably.
Well, they have six kids. What do you want?
Hey, prefer them not to forget one of them.
I watched a show called Nicky, Ricky, Dicky and Don on Nickelodeon there now.
Nicky, Ricky, Dicky and Don?
And it was about quadruplets.
Hang on, I'm about to make some noise.
I'm going to have to edit that out. I'm going to keep saying that because I'm doing this one.
That wasn't as much noise.
Richard is editing this one, so if it sucks, it's Richard.
I'm so giving it to Peter.
Richard
to put up
Waters.
Yeah, but keep talking.
All right. I want to start off then. You guys might have seen this. I didn't realize this was old. I thought it was something new because I'd never seen it before.
Yeah, go on.
You never even, did you go into the premise? Did you?
What?
No,
you just said this was a small mini podcast, but what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, go on, Richard.
You know Jason Eisner from Hobo with a Shotgun?
Yeah.
No.
He has a short film. Okay.
No,
well,
I don't.
Joey does, and someone else is bound to. One of our two listeners is bound to. He's
no,
the guy.
Who was he in it?
No, he made Hobo with a Shotgun.
Peter didn't like that film. He watched it last week.
Oh, really? He didn't like it? Oh, I liked it. And then I remember watching Nude Nuns with Big Guns right after it and going, wow, this film sucks.
Yeah, it does.
He made a short film called Treevenge. Which is essentially about Christmas trees getting the revenge on people.
Wait, you still haven't said what the premise is? What are we talking about?
I just
about?
Told you what the premise of this podcast. It's a mini Christmas podcast.
Mini Christmas!
I told you we're going to tell people what they can watch and tell people to watch instead of Home Alone.
Yeah,
keep up!
You missed it!
You missed it.
Again, we're talking fast.
Why are we giving Godzilla stuff to hold?
You know, we should talk really fast and slow it down, or talk really slow and speed it up.
Night.
That way we'll make our time.
Did you hear Wittertainment when they did the voices at the end? The Pinky and Perky voices? Did you listen to that one?
I don't think so. No, I didn't.
It was really funny, but then everyone complained about it being creepy because Simon Mayo was like, I'm going to come into your bedroom and kill you, and like, you couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah.
But then Kermode was like, no, stop it, I don't like it. No, stop, stop, why are you doing this? And then they did the Babadook and stuff. It was so funny.
Brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you couldn't tell who was who. It was so funny.
All right, so...
Do the Babadook.
Christmas.
I don't know what the Babadook is.
He just goes Baba Duck Duck Duck.
Duck Duck.
What? Is he like a Pokemon?
Yeah, it does sound like a Pokemon.
Baba Duck. Baba Duck Duck. Baba Duck. Baba. Baba Duck.
He is probably less scary than Haunter and shit like that from Pokemon.
For sure.
I love those. Haunter goes, Haunter. And then there's Ghastly. He goes, Ghastly.
Really?
You'll have to excuse my brother.
Is he like a fancy British gent?
No, it's like kind of like a spooky.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
I hate it when Nero fiddles. The home team always loses.
And then there's Gengar as well. I think he just goes Gengar. He's no Haunter. Haunter.
That is such a creepy section of that game when you're in the tower and that music's playing. Or the entire
town. I know, that turned into a weird internet meme where it was like, hey, Lavender Town, it's scary, right?
No, there
like,
was supposed to be some sort of creepy thing that wasn't real, like where you kept ending up there or something like that, or you died in it. It's not true.
It's dumb. It's really dumb.
Might not have known that was me until you said it.
Of course they knew it was you. You burp every single podcast.
Not everyone.
And fart.
I farted one time.
Now that looks like Godzilla in one of the old movies, jumping.
Don't put him in the tea. He can't swim. Oh no, he can swim.
Yeah, he swims quite well, actually.
Okay, Treevenge.
Yeah,
it's a short film, so it's only 16 minutes. I thought it was new because it seems to be doing the rounds at the moment, and like it was news on Bloody Disgusting there like, yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't watch it because I didn't have time. But
no, I watched it the other day, and it's really good. It's really fun because essentially it's just like
who reported on it? Was it Mr. Disgusting?
Yeah.
Was it?
I'm getting
Bloody?
More and more sick of him.
Me too, he sucks.
Was it Mr. Bloody?
Mr. Disgusting, we know you're listening to this.
Mr. Bloody?
You suck, but please still hire us.
You guys didn't like my joke. Don't hire me, I don't care.
Not Peter, he doesn't want to work for you, but the rest of us will. Evan Dixon, I like you. I like you.
I was just so annoyed that the Marilyn Manson rundown of Alice.
Was that him? Was that Mr. Disgusting? He doesn't have a fucking clue.
Yeah.
You don't have a fucking clue about Marilyn Manson.
There's an awful lot of shit on that
site.
If
any of them were good, he has terrible taste.
Oh, boo.
Boo! We boo you. Manson's doing great.
Oh, I like Marilyn Manson. I hate my parents. Oh.
I am mad. I hate my father.
Oh, I'm going to go shoot up a school now. I'm edgy. I'm real edgy.
I'm so edgy. 1999, yo.
I watched the new Manson video on the bus, and your man next to me got up and left because I was watching it.
Brilliant.
It's not even offensive. It's just a lot of Manson.
Yeah, it's just... I think I fell asleep during it.
It's pretty offensive. Manson looks all right now. He looks okay.
No, I mean,
he's kind of come back. He's like...
offensive to my tastes.
But like he gave...
Like shit.
He put High End of Low, Manson's album, really high up in the list. I thought that was a really bad album.
It looks like a goth club.
I thought it was in descending order. It was from worst to best. Yeah. So High End of Low was first, so that was the worst one.
No, Eat Me, Drink Me was first he put on.
Well, then that,
I think it's a good album.
That was the worst one. High End of Low was after that, though, wasn't it?
No.
Eat Me, Drink Me is shit.
I love
Eat
Me, Drink
Me. Like Children is shit.
I love Eat Me, Drink Me.
He
didn't have Smells Like Children on there.
We had High End of Low above Portrait of American Family. It was like just before like Antichrist. Or Numb Animals.
Was this? Oh my god.
No, actually, I'm lying. It was... Like, number one was Holywood, then Antichrist, then Mechanical Animals, then Golden Age Grotesque, and then High End of Love.
That's really bad.
I love Golden Age Grotesque.
So bad.
I love all his albums, but yeah, he was totally wrong.
So, Treevenge.
Treevenge!
Yeah, it's just really stupid fun. It's that kind of throwback to Grindhouse of 70s and stuff again. Kind of like Hobo with a Shotgun. The trees have their own like little internal monologue things going on. It's short, it's fun, and it's something... Yeah, it's really bloody. I kind of go, it's fun for all the family, but I guess, you know, depends on what way your family's inclined.
Is it on YouTube?
It totally is on YouTube. And
what?
If we were...
No, we can't fucking...
No, it's legally up. Oh, no, it's not. It's on Vimeo, and it's on his director of Vimeo.
Are you
so
sure?
It's legally up there, yeah.
Yeah. You don't fucking... Go watch it on his Vimeo.
It. We've been over this before, isn't it? Problem with people...
It's on YouTube as well.
Yeah, but that's
who put
not
it up,
legal.
If he put it up, it's okay, but if he didn't...
It's Business of Fear, whatever that is.
I don't know. It's definitely on his Vimeo, so we'll link that later on if we remember. Every time I say that, I always forget what I'm supposed to link.
It's 16 minutes.
Yeah, it's really...
That is not going to take up even a tiny bit of your boring ass Christmas day. You watch that in the car on your phone.
All right, guys. Well, then tell me what will take up a bit more of your Christmas day.
Well, I just wrote about
suicide.
I just wrote about
fucking kill myself.
Black Christmas. The original versus the remake. I wrote about it for Wicked Horror.
Blaxploitation movie, yeah.
It certainly is not.
Hey, yo, brother, it's Christmas time!
It's the wonderful Christmas! And go Christmas!
Okay.
Well.
You best get to step in Santa Claus! It's Christmas time, it's Christmas!
Are we talking about...
Black Christmas! Black Christmas! Oh!
This is sometimes like a racist version of Den TV.
What?
Are we talking about the original or the remake?
I did both.
Okay, so which are you talking
about? So I did a comparison of the two.
I still haven't seen the original.
What?
I know.
Are you serious?
Could you not tweet while you're recording?
Okay.
Because you type really loudly.
You type really loudly.
I'm sorry. I was sharing Treevenge for our many millions of listeners.
I'd do it after the podcast you put.
I'm doing it now. You'll have to deal with it.
A big giant arse.
Okay, I'll stop now.
Black Christmas!
Alright.
Let the bee!
Okay, well, I did a comparison of the two for Wicked Horror. You can check that out on Wicked Horror.
Yeah.
I called it the Christmas Chiller comparison because alliteration is cool. But I forgot.
You put a the in there.
And you spelled it all with K's.
I did not put a the in there.
You should have called it Cha Christmas Chiller comparison.
What?
Yeah.
Get it.
Cha Christmas. It's alliteration.
What's Cha Christmas?
Cha Christmas.
What is that?
It's Cha Christmas.
What's Cha?
What?
What? What's Cha?
It's a party. It doesn't have to make sense. It's poetic license.
What the hell are you talking about? I didn't Christmas.
Yeah, Cha Christmas.
Stop saying
Cha Christmas.
Stop saying Cha Christmas.
But no, if you were doing like a thing that was like da dinner dash debate, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get all of it in there, all D words.
Okay.
You go all C words.
Well,
get the C word out of here.
I'll leave when I'm good and ready. So
Cha Christmas.
So Cha Christmas dinner comparison. Okay, so I had to watch both movies again. And first off, I totally forgot how terrifying Black Christmas is.
It's which one?
The first one.
Okay.
It's really, really, really scary because, like, it starts off with the POV, which has obviously now become quite famous. Back in the day, would have been really new.
They should have called it, like, Cha Christmas.
Up until that point, there was only Peeping Tom, this, and then obviously Maniac in 1981.
Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall did not do that.
Chopping Mall had robots.
Yeah, it was nothing.
I still haven't seen that, but it looks fucking amazing.
It's good. It's exactly what you'd expect it to be. So it starts off with like the killer's POV looking at this sorority house, and the whole basis of the film is that we know he's in the house, but they don't know he's in the house. And it's the... Stop making Godzilla drink tea!
Why? I'm muting myself.
It's a British remake.
Yeah, exactly. Ew. I say. Ghastly!
Uh-oh, his hands are in there.
There's something on his foot. I think it's his, like, marking to say where he's from.
Andy.
It does say Andy.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
No, it just says it's copyrighted Soho, who made...
Okay, so...
Bandai, oh.
It's that whole thing of the calls are coming from inside the house, but it's really, really tense. It's really creepy. It's kind of anyone could be killed, you know, because none of them really matter. There's some stupid stories where it's like, oh, this is going on with this person's boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. But it's got a really brave ending. I won't ruin it for you because you haven't seen it, but it's really quite brave. And for the time, it's quite scary as well. But I got creeped out watching it alone in the apartment as it got dark. And then I watched Black Xmas immediately afterwards. And I was just like, this is such trash.
Hell Satan.
Like, I like it. I've always liked it. But watching it immediately afterwards didn't do it any favours.
See, for that, you'd have to do, like, Zach Xmas.
Yes. So.
Xmas.
Yeah, they didn't really think of that through. Now, it is called Black Christmas, but all the promotional stuff was Black Xmas because they thought that would be... Because they have, like, an X on a bauble. As you know, the Black Christmas remake is infamous because it boasted a trailer with none of the actual scenes in it.
Yeah, that's
none of them made it into the final cut for some reason, and they all made it look much better. So it's kind of cruel because it's kind of like, oh, this is what could have been. But like, it for some reason thinks that modern audiences are really stupid, and modern audiences, you know, will only respond to gore. So they just get rid of all of the intrigue of the first film. it's immediately like, this is Billy, this is what he did, we have to leave a present for him because otherwise it's bad luck. There's a creepy girl living in the house who, thanks to a really obvious segue, we think must be his sister, but clearly isn't, because then she's killed. He, like, eats eyeballs. He makes Christmas cookies with his mother's back skin. His mother rapes him at one point.
Sounds like fun at parties.
Like, I wrote in my little comparison piece that I reckon they were trying to avoid an NC-17 rating. Otherwise, I think we would have actually seen this woman thrusting on top of him. Because it's that kind of film where you're just like, oh, it is going to go there. Okay, ew. But,
don't go there.
Obviously, like, Black Christmas is great. But I don't know. I think Black Christmas is wonderful and it's really scary. But I think if you're at a party, you'd probably want to watch Black Xmas.
Mm.
But, yeah, it was really fun watching the two of them as a weird kind of double bill.
More like Whack Xmas.
What do you think? Right? What do you think if you'd gone the other way around and watched
the remake first?
Yeah.
I don't know. It would have been interesting. Maybe I should do that sometime. I always watch them chronologically because, I don't know. Maybe I should have watched that first. I know you really like the remake, don't you?
I thought it was good fun, yeah. I remember just like being taken off guard. I think it was going to be really shit.
I think
maybe Jack's Christmas.
As modern slashers go, it's quite brave because obviously it's just balls to the wall crazy. You have people like eating eyeballs and stuff, but it's just not.
Balls to the wall.
Yes. Peter, why don't you do a nice Christmas horror film?
You know Fozzie covered that?
Did they really?
What, balls to the wall?
Won't be as good as SOS.
Jericho was on Smodcast.
He was. Fozzie are coming here.
Sorry.
Fibbers.
They've been here before, haven't they? Have they been here before?
Mm-hmm. Don't know, but I'm totally going. I'm totally going to pay like €15 to see Chris Jericho.
They were really cheap, weren't they? We mm-hmm. have Slipknot first, though.
Yeah, I know.
Like Korn? Potentially Korn. I was like watching a live show. I saw Korn
definitely
live
Korn.
Here.
They're playing the same gig.
I saw Korn here and they were shit, but then I saw like a live video on YouTube and they were really good. Why did they just do a shitty gig in Ireland? Oh, with Jay Devil fucking up his dropping the beat in the opening act. That was great. Let's just forget.
Okay.
I know people who really like that show.
They're not headlining this one, so I don't think there'll be any Jay Devil shit.
Swish.
But King Went Away are playing.
I don't know who that is.
They're a really like shitty new band and their whole...
Oh, they sound shitty.
Their gimmick is that they've all been to prison.
Gimmick? Why do bands need gimmicks? Oh.
But I said to Gavin, oh, are they all like minor offences?
I mean, there's no gimmick that is going to be better than the Donnas. Come on.
What was their gimmick?
They're all called the Donna. They're all called Donna.
I don't think they were, though. I think that was a lie.
Yeah, it was a total lie.
Oh.
They were all frumpy looking.
You can't lie to someone. You can't say it's a true story.
Well, anyway, I thought it was all like minor offences. It's not like, it's like assault and aggravated burglary and stuff.
This way should be called rapists.
I was like, you what?
Peter, what did you watch? Or what do you...
Peter,
what
give
would
us
you
a Christmas horror film.
I didn't watch a Christmas horror.
Well, give us one. What about Santa Slay? You like
no,
that?
I always enjoy Christmas movies that you don't think of being Christmas movies.
Like what?
Like Die Hard. Like One of the Lethal Weapons. You know.
I always associate like Jurassic Park with Christmas in that same kind of way. And Spider-Man. Just because I always think big action blockbusters are kind of good for this time of year.
Yeah, I used to think that way about Star Wars, because it used to always be on.
Mm. And I always remember, I even remember watching Where the Wild Things Are in the cinema, thinking this is going to be a Christmas movie from now and ever on. Even though it's not a Christmas movie, it just feels like
Grinch.
It is.
I don't like that movie.
It's a weird one.
You know the little girl in The Grinch is Taylor Robinson?
Yeah, who doesn't know that?
It's just weird. Now she like gets her tits out all the time.
They're good tits.
Like,
if they
Mary
were my
Lou
kids,
who?
I'd get it
in too. No, Mary Lou Who.
To wait till the X-rated director's cut of The Grinch.
Woohoo!
It's not just his heart that grew three sizes that day.
You've been a very naughty girl.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. That was worse, Carol.
You're a crook, Captain Hook.
You're also really good at
heart. You're a crook, Captain Hook! What?
You know what's a really good
well, I saw Arrested Development and he knocks the thing over.
Yeah, what's Richard saying?
And
Richard's
this,
saying things.
It's this really great bit of foreshadowing about Buster's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good show. Did you guys finish watching the fourth season?
Yeah, ages ago.
But is the magician episode not the best one?
Yeah, probably.
Which one?
Where they have to fight in the ball pit
one?
And shit.
Oh,
it's so good. I've watched it so many times. I don't do that with TV. Like, okay, you know, like in that kind of idea of something that you don't really think of as a Christmas film, but I kind of think is a perfect one as well. Is Child's Play, the original Child's Play?
Why?
Because it's set at Christmas. Because Andy is getting Chucky as a Christmas present.
Is he?
And you just think about it. How awful a Christmas. Like, everyone he knows and loves just kind of dies because... No, wait, shit, it's his birthday. Is it? No, but it's set around Christmas time.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Richard.
It's still Christmas time.
I'll say straight up, watch Gremlins.
Yeah, Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Gremlins for sure.
What's His Face made a great movie.
Joe Dante.
He made a new one recently, didn't he? Fuck.
He made The Hole. Oh, he's made another one that's coming out soon as well.
Yeah, it is.
It's supposed to be good.
He's got a new one coming out.
Or it looks.
Yeah. There was a couple of movies that like I was going over and I was like, Joe Dante made this? I can't fucking remember all.
I love Joe Dante.
He's done a lot of films you wouldn't ever think of, though. I mean, like, I know people talk about Matinee and The Burbs, but, like, would you ever really think of them?
I love Matinee. Like, what a great film.
I haven't seen Matinee, but I don't like The Burbs at all.
I don't like The Burbs at all. And, like, people talk about it people in this really, really high regard. I'm like, it's really goofy.
It's fine. It's not... I don't think of it. I didn't even mention it when I wrote about him as a horror icon, but I did write about Matinee, and I got, like, fucking raked over the coals for it. They were like, how could you not mention The Burbs? I just didn't think of it.
But it's so... Nothing happens, though. I mean, I was really shocked that this is the film that people keep talking about. I mean, like, Gremlins is an obvious big one. Inner Space, I can see why, because it's real iconic.
Inner Space, Tim, yeah. That was real... I haven't seen that in ages.
It's not very... It doesn't really hold up.
I read my favourite scenes where the guy goes to take a piss, and then he has to check that the guy's still there.
I think the thing with The Burbs is it's a bit like Poltergeist. When you're growing up, you hear about it and you have this idea in your head of what it's going to be, and then it isn't.
See, I never,
Poltergeist it is.
See, I never knew about any of its weird like cult status or anything. I just saw it one day and went, what the fuck is this movie? Why are there all these people in this?
Yeah, well, but see, you hate Rocky Horror though, and you've never seen it because of its cult status.
I wouldn't say because of its cult status, more about how people act about its cult status, where they're like, oh my god, I can't fucking believe you ever watched it. You need to watch it right now. We need to do all this retarded shit to watch it.
You don't have to do anything. Just watch it. It's great.
Like, it's the same reason why I haven't seen all of Dr. Horrible, because every time I try to watch it, it was with a room full of fucking people who would sing.
It's really awkward. Like, I saw a fucking show. I watched Muppets Christmas Carol with a massive... I love that, because I love Muppets. But I saw Muppets Christmas Carol with a massive group of people, and I was like, oh, this will be nice. You know, everyone's probably seen it, so we'll all be able to laugh and all that kind of thing. Whatever, spin things into innuendos.
Yeah.
But everyone was just, like, talking along with every line and singing along. And what? No, stop. You're ruining the Muppets.
So you'd have no interest in going to one of the quote-alongs then? Like the Mean Girls quote-along?
I don't know. It's a pain in the fucking ass. I don't think I'd like to go.
I love Mean Girls. I'd love to just watch Mean Girls.
I still think, like, I remember...
Danny DeVito, I love your work. That's still my favourite line.
I remember seeing, like, when I saw Nightmare on Elm Street in the IFI, and, like, everyone was kind of laughing along. That was a great kind of atmosphere of people seeing the film and kind of knowing what was going to happen, as opposed to, like, you know... That watching Christmas Carol, or yeah, Muppets Christmas Carol, where everyone felt like, it seemed like everyone was feeling like they had to go, like, oh yeah, aren't we so, you know, we're so uncool,
well,
because we all know the words.
We all have a mutual friend who I won't name and shame on this podcast, who would...
Is this the person who lowered herself to listen to parts of this podcast, because her life is so busy?
No, it's not a girl. He would sing along with fucking Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
What? Who does that?
I'm not saying.
I know who you mean.
No,
wait.
Don't fucking... Shut up.
Is he British?
No.
Oh, not him.
I have absolutely no clue who you're talking about.
Right, then that's fine. But someone we know would, like,
it's
every
Ross,
fucking line... No, Ross doesn't say anything. Sorry, Ross. Love you. Miss you.
I said that before and I felt so
Ross
bad.
Ross doesn't say anything. He doesn't, though. When we went to Interstellar and we were on the bus home, me and Gavin were like, blah, 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 blah. And he just sat there.
Yeah, he's like,
I was like, you all right, Ross? And he's like, yeah.
No, he's just a quiet, pensive.
Except when Peter hits him with things and then he slams his head into a table. That was the best
story.
No, slams Peter's head into a table?
No, he slammed...
Yeah, you've heard this.
No. You moron. He slammed my face into my own knee.
Whatever. He hit you with your own head.
He didn't hit me. He just forcibly put his hands on me.
Anyway, our mutual friend sings along with Fear and Loathing.
Oh.
Is this person actually a friend, or is it someone I haven't talked to in a while? Because if so, it's not a friend.
Ooh, burn.
Anyway.
Sick burn.
Sorry to my friend who I saw on the bus who doesn't listen
watch,
to this. I pretend to sleep so I don't have to talk to you. Sorry.
You should.
I'm serious.
You should watch Gremlins.
Gremlins is such a good
choice. For Christmas.
Definitely Gremlins. I love Santa's Sleigh though as well. We watched Santa's Sleigh last year just for Goldberg, and it was so good.
That was actually my second time watching that movie. I watched that a long time ago.
It's fucking nuts. I hate that they don't do screenings of horror over here. I know they do, like, Gremlins and stuff, and the Lighthouse has a really good program, but they don't do... Like, the PCC are doing, like, Christmas horror movies, which is so cool.
Do you have a favourite Gremlin?
My favourite Gremlin...
Yeah.
...is the bold Gremlin with the mohawk.
That bold Gremlin. He's very bold.
I would have thought you would have also liked the Flasher Gremlin.
Oh, I do! Yeah, him. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Flasher. Yeah, he's the best. Actually... Speaking of quote-alongs, though, I'm going to the Scream one in February, finally. I got tickets.
Is that in the UK?
Yeah, in the PCC again. But you know the way in Scream 4, they go to the Stabathon and they're all, like, talking along with it and stuff. I wonder if at this one they're going to do that and it'll be, like, a crazy...
Well, see, I thought that looks, like, fun because that's different. It's not, like, every single line. That's
It's really fun. It was really fun in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Maybe I'll just swallow a razor blade.
You don't have to go. You're not invited.
Good.
I'm going on my own like a cool person. Please don't grope me in the back row again.
What?
What?
Just kidding. I was groping people. That was me. I was like, it's dark. You can't tell who it is.
Sad loser.
I'm the Flasher Gremlin.
Oh, I need human contact. Touch me, please. No.
Get away. Try to watch the movie.
You know something that I don't...
Try to look at Neve Campbell.
She hasn't aged a day. What? I watched a double bill of Scream and then Scream 4 when I had the flu, and they haven't aged a day. They actually look better now.
It's because of all the magic she did in the craft.
Probably, yeah. And practical magic. No, that wasn't
all the
her.
Other
that
girls.
Was Nicole Kidman.
All the other girls in that still look pretty good.
Apart from Fariza Balk, she looks fucking nuts.
She always looks
more nuts because of the fucking plastic surgery, and also that she's crazy and she's like, I have my own shop, and sometimes Richard Stanley comes by and we have discussions about potions.
Jesus. I liked her until I saw her in that documentary. Jesus.
I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
The Lost Souls documentary, which is so good. I can't wait for that to be like out on VOD or something like that. There's so many people I want to show it to.
I have to ask my friend, the warlock.
Oh, wait, so you're upset that this person who's been typecast as a complete nutjob turned out to actually be a complete nutjob?
No, I'm not upset about that. I'm upset about her face being weird. It's hard to look at. She looks like she's stretched, like...
Like in The Witches?
Yeah. I hate that movie. That freaked me the fuck out when I was a kid. I don't think I could watch. They turn into rats or something, don't they?
No, they turn the kids into rats and they take their faces off.
Oh my god!
They don't take the rats' faces off. They take their own faces off.
That is terrifying.
Oh my god.
Okay.
My next recommendation feels really
like,
you know...
I was going to talk more about fucking Gremlins, but Joey decided to talk about fucking Scream again.
Go on. Let's talk about Gremlins, because I can talk about Gremlins forever.
Gremlins is great. You got what's her face in it? She's cute. She married someone. I can't remember. What the fuck is her name?
Jennifer Connelly.
No, Jennifer Connelly's not in that.
I was just wondering if you knew who you meant.
Go on. Favorite Gremlin in that film?
Stripe.
Okay.
Or the Flasher.
Okay. I was going to say apart from Stripe, apart from the obvious.
Flasher!
I like the one with the gun and the balaclava. Or not the balaclava, though. Or no, he does have a balaclava.
I like the ones with, like, is a little puppet, it's like, and then someone takes a gun out and shoots. Is that the one you're talking about?
Possibly. My one killed you.
I love the score in Gremlin.
But you ever notice, like, that film starts off like a normal kind of scary monster movie, and then suddenly they're in a bar, and there's fucking, they're using puppets, and they're breakdancing and drinking and shit. It's just, what the fuck? Like, where does that film go?
That movie shifts, like, tonally several times.
But
I like that, though.
I know,
like,
I love it.
It starts off, it's like, oh no, we have these weird pets.
We saw it with we saw it with Gavin in the cinema, and it was sold out. Says Mumba sold it as well, actually.
Cool.
My brother went to the entire Kubrick season. Only one he missed was the one that sounds like a man's name.
Barry Lyndon?
That's the one.
Yeah.
He saw the rest, every single one. Clockwork Orange. What?
It's a tough film, Gatry, Barry Lyndon.
He watched it at home, I think, after.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Joe
he
Dante,
went to every single one in the Lighthouse.
If you ever make Gremlins 4, I'd love to be a puppeteer and or voiceover person.
They did the most wonderful feature on it in Empire or Total Film.
I know you're
film.
Listening to this.
Where they had like the puppeteer, and they had Joe Dante, and they had all the original guys.
Do
and
you
then the
have
original,
that actually?
I have it. I have it in my room. I'll get it for you. But they had them with the original Gremlins puppets. It was so cool.
I'd always love a Gremlins puppet. If you go online, you can actually find puppets to buy. It's not that hard.
How expensive though?
They're really expensive, like a good couple of grand. And you know, you see, there's probably a lot of ones from Gremlins too, because they probably made loads for.
Did you see someone bought the Frozen cast shirt? Someone purchased it.
Oh.
I was so close to buying that. I would have spent $50
that double on that. XL, it would have looked great on you.
I could have worn it as a dress.
It had Elsa on it. It had Olaf.
Every time someone says Frozen, I think of Adam Green's Frozen.
Yeah, me too. That's
the only Frozen I fucking know.
Well, I'm sorry, like, every kid on the fucking planet disagrees with you.
Yeah, well, they'll be sorry when I show them the other Frozen.
They will be, because they're children. That movie's...
Those were real wolves.
That movie's horrible.
Those were real wolves. I have so much Frozen trivia.
Trivia!
Trivia!
Yeah, drop some trivia on this then.
They were real wolves, I just did.
I got trivia.
Go on.
I got trivia. Trivia!
Go on.
Trivia! Joey's a dork. There we go. That was trivia for today.
I am dorky about that kind of stuff.
You know what's probably going to be trying to get into the whole Christmas market of films?
Yeah.
Remember, we saw it at Fright Fest 2013.
Yeah.
Stalled. Remember that?
I love Stalled! So,
like, it's a guy who gets trapped in the party, toilet at a Christmas party.
Office Christmas party.
And it is, yeah, it seems, I haven't been to a Christmas party like that.
It's exactly
so
like
perfect.
It.
Okay, I was thinking of that short film about the guy who gets trapped in a stall during a zombie apocalypse.
It's really similar to that idea.
It is, it's great, it's so good.
I might have, I don't know, I have a friend who made a film like that a couple of years ago that did quite well for herself. I wonder if it's the same one.
Well, Stalled is fucking
brilliant.
Because
I remember seeing Stalled and thinking, like, that's really like my friend's short film. But it's just really fun, like, you know, it's shocking how well the film kind of holds over that entire period of
time.
That's
a good idea for a Christmas horror movie, actually. Yeah, yeah, that is a good one, because it's Christmas, it's the Christmas office party.
You know what they say, hell is other people.
Mm.
I love Dan Palmer, he's so good.
Right now, I'm surrounded by people. I'm in hell.
Just talk to your Godzilla.
Check Christmas.
Stop! I can't take it! Okay, what else we got? Most obvious one that we haven't said yet is Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah, which
I don't think I've ever seen Silent Night.
I saw it for the first time last year. I can't remember if we talked about it during podcast last year.
I don't know if we did, because I only saw it for the first time halfway through this year. I watched it not at Christmas
time. So what did you think of it?
See, I don't know. Because the poster art is so similar to Black Christmas and so similar to Santa's Sleigh, it sort of blended in for me.
Hmm.
I don't think it really stands out. My personal favourite, if I wanted to be scared, would be Black Christmas. If I wanted something fun, would be Santa's Sleigh. And obviously Gremlins.
Yeah.
It doesn't... I always forget about it.
I just thought it was always ridiculous. I mean, it's a film about a guy who... Does he kill his parents or he sees his parents be killed?
Kills his parents, I think.
Okay.
Because Santa's sleigh...
No, murderer dressed up as Santa kills his parents at the roadside or something, doesn't he?
See, this is me getting mixed up again already.
But, so his only big fear and phobia in the world is pretty much Christmas and Santa. So, of course, he ends up working at a toy store, which he's really good at. But then... They decide they want him to be the store Santa. And he's like, no. And
I can't do
it. Still ends up being the store Santa. So you can't really blame him for fucking snapping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just remember there's all these really awful deaths. And like, Linnea Quigley's in there getting her boobs out as always.
Yeah. Wait, who's the...
She's the one from...
Queen.
Yeah, from Return of the Living Dead. You know, the one who takes
her
boobs out.
Oh, yeah. I know her. She did a lot of workout stuff as well in the 80s.
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, that was a... I know.
I know her more about all the workouts. I don't know why.
I think maybe that film is like they end up like the big climax involves like going back to the orphanage where he grew up and shit like that. And I don't know. It was one of those weird ones. Like, I don't see why the film was got such a big deal. Maybe it's.
I reckon it's just because when you look at Christmas horror, it's quite an underpopulated subgenre. Even now, it still is. Why haven't we got a big Christmas horror movie this year? Why do they never do it?
Because occasionally, sometimes terrible things happen at Christmas.
You know, who seem to be people who are really good.
That guy, the flamethrower Santa guy.
No.
Oh,
what happened?
It was about like 4 years ago. This guy, like, he went to a family Christmas gathering and he had made a makeshift flamethrower.
Okay, as you do.
One of his like nieces opened the door and like he was dressed as Santa, and as soon as she opened the door, he just let rip with a flamethrower.
And killed this child.
He burned his entire family to death.
That's terrifying.
The only reason he got caught was because his suit caught on fire.
Okay.
He's wearing one of those, like,
the
shitty nylon
Santa suits
and went up. And, like, so he left, got in his car, drove, and then, like, it was just, like, too fucked up to keep running.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really fucked up. It was, like, the week before Christmas 1 year.
Well, I think it's an untapped market because I think Christmas is such a happy... Sorry. Christmas is such a happy time.
Yeah, and except for when it's a miserable thing.
But that's why Black Christmas works so well, because you're not expecting it to happen. And that's why Black Xmas doesn't work so well, because even though they keep saying it's Christmas, it doesn't fucking feel like Christmas. Like, there is a murder, again, sorry to ruin this, there's a murder in Black Christmas juxtaposed with kids, carolers singing at the door, so the girl can't hear the other girl being killed. It's so well done.
There's one people who seem to enjoy making their Christmas horrors. I was a French, you know. I mean, like,
really?
But they don't really. It's not about Christmas. Christmas is not the big theme of it. It's just set at Christmas. You get things like, you remember P2,
uh-huh.
One of the people in the parking lot,
uh-huh.
And then you get like, what's the fucking? Is it The Inside?
Martyrs.
Marta's isn't Christmas, is it?
There's that one Tales from the Crypt episode.
Inside is the one with the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that Christmassy?
That was Christmas.
Have you seen that Tales of the Crypt? The Christmas one?
I doubt it.
As she, like, she's just finished killing her husband, and there's, like, this report on the TV about a weird, like, serial killer dressed as Santa and stuff, and she, like, she's trying to get rid of his body, and then, you know, like, those things kind of do, like, people keep ringing in the door, and she's like, ha, 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 and hides him here and here. Mm-hmm. It gets more and more frantic until finally that Santa breaks into her house and strangles her to death.
Jesus Christ. I think I have seen that. It's ringing a bell.
I haven't seen much Tales from the Crypt. I'm going to have to try and find out, like, the best ones to go for and check them out.
I have all the AHS Freak Show queued up to watch.
I haven't watched any of the new season yet.
Apparently it ties into Asylum.
So yeah,
it's just tied into Asylum.
How is that Christmassy?
Because there was the Santa in it who killed everyone, remember? In Asylum. That was a good episode, actually. Because it was Ian McShane. I love Ian McShane. He's such a good villain.
There's one film that's supposed to be really good I haven't seen yet called Rare Exports.
Okay.
That's a Christmas movie. I think it's set, it's like a Scandinavian horror. And I think, I could be wrong, but from what I've seen in the brief description, they might like dig up a thing from the ground that they go like, holy shit, we found Santa. But turns out to be like murderous.
That sounds amazing!
Yeah, I know, I haven't seen it, so I'm looking forward to checking that out. That's going to be my Christmas
movie. Holy shit, this might be Santa.
There was a news story today, real life Santa buried in Kerry. And it was a genuine news story about some fucking fat lab with a beard who was buried, and they thought it was Santa.
I love how what certain times of the year it's just like Santa was found dead.
And it's like, what? Do you know what's
kind of... Is this your one story from Gremlins where they find the dad in the chimney flue?
I don't know. I saw it there on the Indo and I was like, what is this shit? But it was serious.
Like,
don't show
this to kids?
I don't know.
It's like, yeah, we found Santa, he's dead in Kerry in a bog or something. Like, what the fuck?
There was a man, the picture was some alphala stand next to a grave. Being like, yes, it's Santi.
We found him dead. He's just pointing. Like, not even looking, like, looking at the camera.
No.
With his flat cap on.
That's exactly what it is.
And his welly.
No, you're joking, but that's exactly what the shot is.
Here was Santa.
It's him next to a grave, wearing a flat cap and pointing. I swear. It's like on Father Ted.
That's like somehow Father Ted.
Never Father Ted. There he is. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
That's a dustbin, Mrs. The Father Ted Christmas special, that's kind of dark, because it has the man who played the man who killed Veronica Guerin. John Gilligan, that was his name.
Fuck off. You know what's really dark? Bad Santa.
I don't like Bad Santa.
How could someone...
I heard that movie Get Santa, which has the man... What's his name? Shit. Jim Broadbent. He plays Santa, and it's like Santa in modern day, and he goes to prison
I'm just thinking of Jim Broadbent as Santa.
It's so perfect.
He'd be so good.
I've heard conflicting reports. I've heard it's quite funny. It's quite like a British bad Santa, and then I've heard, no, it's just dreadful. But Rafe Spall is in it as the kid's dad, and the kid's trying to convince him that he's Santa, but he's like kind of a bad sort, like he just got out of prison himself and stuff.
Rafe.
It's not Rafe.
Yeah,
not
like Rafe Fiennes.
No, that's Rafe Fiennes. His name is also Rafe.
Rape Fiennes.
What the fuck
is wrong with you?
Pedophile. Don't say it like that. It sounds like pedophile.
Who's a pedophile?
They say pedophile in America. Maybe you should move to America.
We wrap over.
Yeah, we just went off on a bit of a tangent there.
Now I'm still thinking it. Jim Broadbent is Santa.
Happy Christmas.
I'm just thinking of when he was like really jolly. And
Who's a jollier Santa, right? Bill Goldberg. Wait, I have lots of choices.
No, he wasn't.
Jim Broadbent.
I haven't seen that.
Or Ian McShane.
What? You know,
my favorite's Ian McShane because his beard wasn't even clean.
Viva have Brian Blessed dressed up as Santa.
I know, I showed you.
For the dumb Christmas countdown stuff, but it's like, why has no one ever cast
him as
Brian
Santa.
Blessed as Santa before? This is like perfect casting. He'd just be like, hello! It's Christmas! Our neighbors must be
all right, on that bombshell. We'll wrap this little...
They were screaming at like 4 in the morning.
Thank you for listening. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Have a horrible Christmas.
Yeah, get
filled with horror, not
get
horrible.
Happy Christmas.
Stick it up your hole. Stick Christmas up your
hole. Yeah, do Chick Christmas again.
Stick it up your Jacks.
Chick Christmas.
Jacksy. What? Chat Christmas count. What was the thing?
The Christmas Chiller Comparison.
Chat Christmas Chiller Comparison.
On Wicked Horror. Woo!
Chat Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hey! I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul!
Swallow this.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.